Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to a very special edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is 3 o'clock Eastern Time on Wednesday, the 15th of July, one half a day before the British Open begins. That's why it's a very special edition. We'll spend a lot of time on the British Open, otherwise known as the Open Championship, which will commence pretty early tomorrow morning in the old course at St. Andrews. Been there many, many times. Not the first golf course ever played at the British Open. That was Prestwick in 1860. British Open returns for many, many times to the old course at St. Andrews. And we'll get into a lot of the details and a lot of the thoughts that I have on that event coming up. Also, we will have a strategy for your game and a chat about the Barbasol, which is the secondary event being played in Alabama at the Robert Trent Jones Trail, the Grand National Course in Auburn, Alabama. Gorgeous golf course for a wonderful event to be played starting tomorrow. We'll get into both of those. As I said, in addition, we'll have a strategy for your game. First, I want to talk a little bit about last week's event, the John Deere Classic, Silvis, Illinois, won by who else? Jordan Spieth, his fourth win of the year, fifth overall. He stayed and played, honored his commitment, and it paid off in many, many dividends as he beat Tom Gillis in a playoff that commenced on the 18th hole. They had two playoff holes. Tom Gillis hit a bad tee shot on his second playoff hole, came over the top on the ball on the second shot, hit it into the water, and that was the end of it. Congratulations again to Jordan Spieth for winning that event. Okay, now I want to talk a little bit about the Barbasol. It is the secondary event, a satellite event, if you will, on the American U.S. Tour. Partial points, two-year exemption, but no entry into the Masters. Okay, now that we said that, 156 men will tee it up. Only two major champions, David Toms, who lives in not too far away Shreveport, Louisiana, and Trevor Immelman are the only two major champions in the event. And it's a kind of event where a lot of guys who do not have tour cards but have some status are able to play, like a Charlie Wee, Ted Purdy. I could go down the long list of players. Tommy Armour III. They've got some privileges. They do not have tour cards, but they're playing in the event. In fact, David Toms will be playing with Chesson Hadley and Charles Howell III, guys that didn't qualify for the British Open, want to get some money in their pocket, maybe a tournament win, and they know it's going to be a terrific event in Auburn, about 1 hour southeast of downtown Atlanta. So that takes care of the Barbasol at this point. I will have my picks, however, later on. Only two major champions. Now let me talk extensively about the British Open, which again gets started tomorrow. 156 men. Everybody tees off on the first tee, and the most major champions of any event in recent memory for me, I can't remember any event having this many former or current major champions entered in the field. 34 in all. That's 34 major champions are in this event. That's like a record to me. I have, seriously, anything in the middle 20s is good. This is 34. And, of course, if you're a former winner of the British Open, you can play until at least age 65. Todd Hamilton, Sandy Lyle, a number of guys qualified, Darren Clark, who are really not that competitive right now in their careers, but they're in the event. Tiger Woods is in the event, of course, looking to rebound and continue some pretty good play. He didn't play so poorly his last time out, as you recall, at the U.S. Open. Not that bad. We'll see what happens. I think Tiger is ready to play pretty good golf. He has won two times at two of his three British Opens were at the old course. Watch out. Tiger can play there. I've got a couple of groupings, well, a lot of groupings I'm looking at. One in particular, Sergio Garcia, Patrick Reed, and Lee Westwood. Three men, none of them have won a major championship, all of them searching for their first. Dustin Johnson, who faltered at the U.S. Open, we know about his three-putt on the final green, with the young Japanese star Hideki Matsuyama and the aforementioned Jordan Spieth. Can Spieth do it? Can he win the third leg of the Grand Slam? It has not been done since Ben Hogan did it in 1953, coincidentally, my birth year. So we'll see what happens with that. I think that he has certainly a terrific chance, mostly because of his thinking process. This is a young man that doesn't think like a 21-year-old, not even thinking like a 21-year-old professional golfer. He thinks more like a 41-year-old professional golfer who's been playing on the tour for 15 or 20 years. He is magnificent, and he is a breath of wonderful fresh air. He shows respect for the game. He shows respect for himself. He shows respect for sponsors, fans, you name it. This is a kid that, as I would say, gets it. And it's really hard to root against him, if you will. Let's see. We've got, I'm just looking through some of the groups. Martin Keimer is going to tee it up with Adam Scott and Jimmy Walker. That's a pretty interesting group. Matt Kuchar, who came in second last week to Ricky Fowler at the Scottish Open. Great prep for him, playing alongside Phil Mickelson and Henrik Stenson. Stenson searching for his first major. Fowler playing with Nick Faldo, who will be playing in his final British Open, with Justin Rose. And we have Paul Casey, who's been playing when he plays. He's been playing terrific. Watch out for Casey, with Jim Furyk and long power-hitting Brandon Grace, who made a terrific run at the U.S. Open. John Daly, a former champion of this event in 1995 in a playoff with Costa Tina Roca at this very course, the old course, with Jason Duffner and the always colorful Miguel Angel Jimenez. Let's see, Mark O'Meara recently this week, as a matter of fact, inducted in the World Golf Hall of Fame with Russell Henley and the amateur champion Gun Yang. Then here's a trio of major champions, Bernard Langer, Tom Lehman, and Justin Leonard. Just a smattering of interesting groups. More talk in just a minute about the aforementioned British Open. In fact, I'll talk about it right now before I get to my strategy. I want to talk to you about some of the odds. You know, in Britain, they have odds on everything. You can go wager on just about any sporting event legally. So let's talk about the odds. Spieth is 9-2. Dustin Johnson, 11-1. Ricky Fowler, 16-1. Tiger, 25-1. I think a lot of that is the fact that he's done so well in the past at St. Andrews. Mickelson, 33-1. Kuchar, 45-1. Victor Dubasson, the great Frenchman, 66-1. Charles Schwartzel, 80-1. And so on down the line. A sleeper for me, Kevin Kisner at 80-1. He's a sleeper. Kevin Kisner, three times has lost in U.S. golf tournaments this year in playoffs. Kevin Kisner, a possible sleeper. Okay, now for my strategy. And my strategy today is to change some terminology. And we do this a lot on One Thought Golf. The terminology I want you to change today is you are no longer a recreational golfer. You are an athletic golfer. And by this I mean you have now changed your mindset to think athletically. When you think athletically, there's a couple of things that happen that are different than the recreational golfer. Athletes prepare with a game plan to succeed. They have a game plan, they have a process, they have a system, they work it, and they follow it. And when you do that, you are 110% better off than the player who just goes out and says, I'm going to do my best today. Well, that's great you can say that, but you need to have a game plan which allows you to have the flexibility and the confidence to succeed. It's a mindset. Also, athletes, athletic golfers, and athletes of any sport have to have a short memory. Remember the pitcher that gives up a home run? Before the guy crosses home plate, he's got to forget about that. Or the quarterback who throws an interception, he's got to forget about that the next time he takes the field. And it's the same thing in golf. Forget the bad shot quickly. Don't overanalyze it. Don't think too much. We're not good enough as amateur golfers to be able to think yourself through every single bad shot that you make. Sometimes you can't even tell the difference, most of the time, between a very good shot and a very bad shot. It's so minuscule. Don't fret over it. That is my challenge to you today and my strategy. Okay, now for my picks in the Barbasol. I'm going to take Robert Garrigus to win his first PGA Tour event. I'm going to take Boo Weekly, who has been playing terrific golf all year long, and a guy who threatened last week and also has been playing good golf as of late, Johnson Wagner. So my picks for the Barbasol in Auburn, Alabama, Robert Garrigus, Boo Weekly, and Johnson Wagner. Now let's take a look at my picks for the British Open, taking place at the Old Course at St. Andrews, the Royal and Ancient Golf Club at St. Andrews, under the jurisdiction of the Royal and Ancient Golf Club at St. Andrews. That's how they go. And here we go. I'm going to take Dustin Johnson to bounce back from that horrible three-putt at the U.S. Open. I'm taking Bubba Watson, long-hitting Bubba, great short game, and you'll need it there. And I'm taking Lee Westwood, Dustin Johnson, Bubba Watson, and Lee Westwood. Now, my bonus pick, because I give myself four picks, Englishman Andy Sullivan. Englishman Andy Sullivan. So those are my three picks, and then the bonus is Andy. Dustin Johnson, Bubba Watson, Lee Westwood, and Andy Sullivan is my bonus wild card pick to win the British Open. That is my show today. I'll have a couple more shows as the weekend progresses to talk more about the British Open as it continues. Weather is supposed to be a little misty tomorrow. Some possible bad weather on Friday, but you never know. And the weekend looks pretty good. So when the wind blows, the scores go up. When the wind doesn't, St. Andrews can be quite vulnerable to low scores. We'll see. That is my show for today. Thank you so much for being with me. If you do want to email me, love to hear from you. Love to hear your picks. I will get back to everybody who emails me. May take me a day or so, but I get back to everybody. My email address is bob@bobgeismar.com. That's bobgeismar.com. So until a day or two from now, this is Bob Geismar saying thank you so much for being with me on One Thought Golf, Blog Talk Radio. So long for now.